sexually available to my husband. And then I am to volunteer for Awana, teach Sunday school, do nursery duty, and provide food for the staff luncheons. I don't have time to do any Bible study. I am told to be like Mary, who sat at Jesus' feet while Martha worried. But if I sit at Jesus' feet, I will fall asleep. Christian women are asked to do the impossible. A California woman writes, "Women are stressed about trying to do it all and be it all, especially those of us in church. We want our kids to turn out right, our husbands to be wonderfully happy, and we want to do everything the church asks us. Trying to find a balance and not feel guilty is very hard. Trying to be super church workers and super moms is taking its toll on us. We are tired, burnt out, and forced by societal definitions to keep working." A Nebraska woman writes, "I feel so overwhelmed. Surely God never intended for women to wear so many hats, but yet here I am, wearing them all. Make the world stop spinning. I want to get off." A Kansas woman agrees, "Women are really, really tired. We have too much to do, too many demands on us, and not enough sleep. We just can't balance it all. Many women are forced to work outside the home and carry large financial responsibilities. When we return home from work, we are tired, but we still have mother-wife church roles to fulfill. I don't get time to take a deep breath, enjoy a hobby, read a book, go for a walk, talk to a friend, etc. Every minute of my day is taken." The stress load on the working mother is titanic, claims writer Betty Cunaberti. Among working mothers, tales abound of guilt, of the inability to juggle the demands of work, children, a husband, and a home without being fatigued and feeling inadequate. The problem of false guilt. False guilt follows many women like hungry puppies. They retire at night and awake at daybreak with guilt-causing questions attacking their minds. As a wife, am I giving my husband the time he needs? Am I satisfying him sexually? Do I keep our home clean enough, organized enough? Am I supporting him adequately in his career? As a mother, do I spend enough quality time with my children? Am I raising them to be spiritually minded adults? Am I meeting their health needs regarding food and diet and doctor's checkups? Am I giving them the educational opportunities they need? Am I creating a good home atmosphere for them?